So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hi everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking, hope you're well. So today is yet another Monday, it's the 4th of February 2019. So in today's podcast, I want to talk to you about finding an emotional balance between success and failure. Because, you know, like the way that we see the world today is just completely different than the way we used to see the world maybe 10, 20 years ago. And the reason for that is due to social media. It's this little device right here is kind of ruining our lives. It's bringing a whole bunch of opportunity, but it's also ruining our lives. We go on Instagram, which is just beautiful people in my feed, which is how I like it. Everybody's beautiful in my world. But you can scroll through and you're like, oh my goodness me, I'm so fat, I'm so ugly, I'm so unsuccessful, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you can keep going down and it's really easy just to get really depressed. And then every so often, like one of the Instagram models, they'll do one where posing versus not posing, you know, super slim versus a tummy, or not stood properly versus stood properly. And you can get to see actually what reality looks like versus the Instagram version. And I find that really interesting too. But it's the same on Facebook and social media in general, is that we get this idea about what somebody's life is actually like, what they're going through. Wow, they must just be hanging out on yachts all the time. They must be just flying. I'm flying to LA on Thursday. It's all expenses paid. Wow, that's really living the dream. What you didn't see was me last week in tears due to a family situation that we had that I had no control over. Okay, so it's like, and we don't talk about that stuff, right? There's no reason why we don't talk about that stuff. It's to do with kids, but we don't talk about that stuff. It's not, we don't air our dirty laundry on Facebook. And I'm sure you've seen that, right? You've seen people go, well, you shouldn't be airing your dirty laundry. But sometimes you've got to talk about stuff sometimes, you know? And then sometimes you mustn't talk about stuff. So, like, not everything that you see or read in the newspapers is the truth. That's for sure, right? Not everything you see on the BBC is the truth. That's 100% for sure. Like, you know, one of the biggest perpetrators of false news ever. And the reason why it's all false news is it's going through someone's filter of what they think is acceptable or what they think society should be taking in as information. It's not actually what happened. It's someone's perspective on what happens. And when you see somebody on Instagram, that's not actually reality. That's their version. That's a snap second shot of reality. It is not their reality. And so, but we as humans, we're looking at this and we get really depressed because we're like, oh my gosh, they're living just an amazing life. And most people are not living amazing lives. They might have more money than you, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're living an amazing life. They might have a slimmer body than you. They might have a 6% body fat. It doesn't mean they're living an amazing life. I mean, obviously, imagine the work that has to go into that as well, which I admire, by the way. I admire anybody who can get the body fat down to that percentage, because I certainly can't do it. I'm edging around 35%, I reckon, right now. So it's like, you've got to understand this is a snapshot. But what this can do for you is that this can give you an unreasonable sense of what is normal. And like, listen to the language, an unreasonable sense as to what is normal. So everything that you then try and do, you know, I've not got 6% body fat. I'm not driving around in a Lambo. I'm probably too old for that. Anyway, can't get in and out of the thing. I'm not sat on a yacht. I'm not hanging out at the NFL Super Bowl, whatever that is, with supermodels. I'm not doing all that stuff. So therefore, I must be a failure. That's complete and utter twaddle. I got home yesterday, so I flew out on Saturday and I flew in on Sunday. It was a complete and utter wasted trip, but it did close a couple of questions that I had, so it was useful. But then the moment I walked in that door, I'm a little four-year-old, and she jumps up and she squeals because Daddy's home and she's baked a cake, and you're like, I don't need 4%, 6% body fat. I don't need a Lambo. I've got this, my family. And that's amazing, right? But then there's other people listening and watching and they're going, I don't even have that. I don't even have a child or a family. But that's just what was important to me. It's not necessarily important to you. And if you're saying, well, it is important to me, you've got to understand the amount of work that it took for me to build a family after going through separation with child abduction, having to deal with social services, all that stuff. and then still getting into a relationship and making it the most powerful relationship with another human being, i.e. my wife, that I could. That takes a lot of work and effort. But there I was, 37, two kids, going out on whatever the thing was, eHarmony or whatever it was, on the dating app, like feeling like crap. Who on earth would want me? Lots of people, it turned out. But if I'd have been on Instagram and I'd gone, oh, look at all these supermodels, everyone's after someone like that, it would have been an unreasonable sense of what people were after as well, as it being an unreasonable sense of what reality is like. But how do you balance between success and failure? Because the plan, okay, like listen to the language that I'm saying. I've just been doing some NLP work the last couple of days, and so I'm always listening to language. But the plan isn't that you wake up, you have an amazing life for the next 40 years and nothing goes wrong. That's an unrealistic view of reality. I don't know anybody who's gone through that. Like, people go through stuff. I was thinking about Grant Cardone this weekend, because Grant Cardone obviously did his Miami event. And then I was reading through some of the comments. And the comments, some of them were really derogatory, because it was just the sound was really echoey in the cheap seats. Bear in mind, it's at a baseball stadium, got concrete steps. And if you're up in the high stands, the echo is just going to bounce around the stadium. So and I'm like, oh, do I do a podcast based on how to ruin your career? And I don't think Grant has ruined his career, by the way, because then other comments were going, this is the best ever, get over the echo, et cetera, et cetera. But he could have potentially ruined his career. But let's say he had. Let's say that was a setback. Do you think Grant Cardone is the sort of person who go, oh, well, yeah, I'll go bust? Heck no. And it's this balance between trying new things and not trying new things. And I was listening to a couple of podcasts this weekend from Joe Rogan, and I was listening to the Derren Brown one, very good listen, 2.5 hours. I was listening to Brian Cox, very, very good one, 2.5 hours. Joe Rogan, he gets people in and listen for like 2.5 hours. But I was listening to about if you have too much success, like if you push yourself too much, you know, like when you go to the gym and you're lifting heavy and you put too much weight on and you're gonna rip a muscle, right? That's like your success as a business person or as a person who's in personal development. If you put too much stress on you, it's going to snap. But if you don't put enough stress on that muscle, the muscle's not going to grow either. Okay. So the key here then is to put enough stress so that it causes little micro tears in muscles if you want to do a workout one. But it has to put you under a certain level of stress in order for you to overcome that stress. Too much stress, and the whole thing comes crashing down. Not enough stress, there's no growth. So all the problems that you have, all the obstacles that you've got to overcome are about you overcoming this not enough stress and not having too much stress so that you have growth along your journey. So when you look back at 5 years ago and you look back at then and you're going, oh my goodness me, life is so different and I know so much more now. You know, so I'm 46, I was 41, we just moved to Spain more or less. Just got married more or less. I've been married 6 years, I forget. 6 years. And but when I look back and I look at the growth that we've had through trauma as well and through successes, then both the successes and the trauma have been really, really useful. But there's a problem here, okay? Because if all you ever have is success, it does this crazy thing to you. It makes you feel like you're invincible, like you can't do anything wrong. Like everything's going to go great all the time. And I see people, they're making a lot of money and they're going on about how much money they're making, which is fine. I don't have an issue with that because you should be proud of the money that you're making. But then they're going, oh, real estate investing's for schmucks. I'm like, okay. And they've got this business that's going really well, but it just takes one change in a business and then the whole thing goes and it comes crashing down. You look at some of the people who've had false allegations or shall we say allegations that haven't been proven, in a court of law, are therefore innocent, in my view. Like, everyone's innocent until you're proven guilty. But if you look at that, they're going, great, one day, and then the next day, they haven't got a job. And they haven't done it. Nothing's changed. We've done nothing wrong. I don't know. You don't know. Nobody knows apart from the people involved. But it's gone. The house cards come crashing down. We've got nothing to fall back on. And it's like, you better be investing. So success is like this poor measurement, if you like, of how well you're actually doing, because you've not had the big one to overcome. And if you have had a big one to overcome, a big obstacle to overcome, and then you've overcome that and then you've had more success, that can make you feel invincible and not prepared, ready for the next big obstacle that will take you down. So it's got to be this balance, you see, between having enough success and enough failure that you still, you don't give up, you still got enough inside of you to keep on going. But, like, who said that this journey was even going to be easy? Who said that doing rent-to-rent property was going to be easy? Well, I've done a weekend training course. I should just be able to go out and property source. Well, I've got a coach. I should just be able to, you know, bish-bash-bosh, go find 10 deals. If only life was like that. Why should life be like that? Why should life be easy? Was it Florence Nightingale? She said, yeah, life is difficult. So what? What of it? Do you just give up? No, you take the learnings, you encompass those learnings, you make it a part of you. You failed at some point, right? For many people, someone like me who's got an ego that needs stroking, right? Finding that I failed at something is one of the hardest things I can acknowledge. That you're actually wrong on something. I'm very sure of myself, you know, in my knowledge and my education with my 5 GCSEs, but I'm very, very sure of myself. Most of my education came after schooling because I've got a love of learning, right? But I get stuff wrong too. But then admitting you got something wrong, I find that very difficult, and most people do too. But if you could change that around and go, okay, I didn't know enough about that, and therefore that's the reason why I made this mistake, and therefore I now need to learn about this, this, and this, that's great. But listen, on the other hand, you could know everything you need to know. You could have done everything a human being could do. And this is me talking to myself and what happened this weekend, okay? You could do absolutely everything right and still fail. That doesn't make you a failure. That just makes you human. So it doesn't matter. Like, you're going to have failures. Nobody said this shit was going to be easy. Like, who said that? You know when your parents go, oh, you don't want to do that, that'll be hard. Great, you should go do that then. It should be hard. Why would you just do simple things that you know how to do? There's no growth in that because you want to be on that knife edge where you're doing just enough to cause pain but not enough that it sends you under. So if you're going to go through successes, that's awesome, but bear in mind successes are a poor measurement, okay? Good morning, Andy. But also, if you're going to go through some failure as well, you've got to put it in perspective. So, like, the perspective that I like to use is, okay, I messed this up and I failed here. In a year's time, as I look back at then, at now, is that going to cause me a problem? Am I going to be worried about that? Is it that actually, maybe I just need to step back for a year anyway and try again in a year? And maybe actually that's what you need to be doing. But, like, I don't know. Like, even in my own situation, I don't know if that's going to work. But it's probably got a higher probability of being a success in this particular situation that I'm in. But in 10 years' time, will it affect you? In 20 years' time, how long do you plan to live for? It's always a scary question I like to ask people. Because we've got to put these things into perspective. Shit's going to happen. It's going to hit the fan. We've got the fan. It's downstairs. We've got a really big fan downstairs. We've got the bucket of shit. It's just going to hit it at some point. That's okay. That's part of growth. We can't go through life expecting not to be harmed in some way, not to be emotionally traumatized in some way, not to be physically traumatized in some way. And if you think that that's what life is supposed to be about, you have an incorrect reality on what life is actually about. So something I was listening to this weekend, I flew for 5 hours. I drove for 5 hours. I literally spent more time traveling than I did in the UK, and that's okay, right? But during that time, it gives me a lot of opportunity to sit and listen to podcasts. I listen to Audible books and that kind of thing. I'm off to LA this weekend on Thursday until Monday, as you do, a 4-day trip in LA. It gives me a lot of time to get through podcasts and learning and books and that kind of thing. I do some work on a laptop and so on. Anyway, one of the things I was listening to is about how the body unlocks genes from our ancestors. You know, like this idea of Jung's collective unconsciousness, where all the information is trickled down through our genes and we can fire off genes from our ancestors. This is, you know, it's like this collective unconsciousness. We've got access to all the information up to the point of conception, because then that gets transferred into your genes. And so it's quite far out, but this is from a neuroscience point of view. It's medically proven, as far as I'm aware. So I'm sure some people disagree with that, that's fine. But the way that it works is that the body unlocks genes, right? So when you start going through trauma, the body unlocks genes the more trauma that you go through. So this is just like, you know, if you get a skinny little kid, how do you get a skinny little kid and transform him into Arnold Schwarzenegger? Like, where does all that mass come from, okay? Well, it comes from all the food and all the fuel that they've gone through, and then the body converts that into mass, muscle, fat, if you're not working out, but it converts it into muscle for you. Well, this is exactly the same with the way that your brain works. You go through a trauma, and the body converts that into experience, okay? And through the conversion mechanism, it gives you the ability to be able to deal with extra stuff, to add more pressure. When I look back at, say, 20 years ago, some of the stuff that I have to deal with as a grown-up right now, as a 46-year-old man, I would never have been able to deal with that at age 26. When I look at when I was working at Dell, bear in mind, I was working at Dell in my 29 years old, and all my other peers were in their 40s or maybe late 30s, but most of them were early 40s, 45, the age that I'm at now. Now, if I had that job now, I was doing 100 grand a year, I'd be doing $250,000 at that job right now. So the learnings that I've had from then up to now have enabled me to be a significantly more powerful being than I could have ever been at 26. And by the time I get to 66, I'm going to be an infinitely more powerful being than I am at age 46 because I've gone through more trauma. Like, do I think that I'm not going to go through any more trauma from age 46 to 66? Of course not. That's just ridiculous. Like, think about that for a second. Think about the fact that you're going to go through some trauma in the next 20 years. Wouldn't it make sense to bulk up? Not necessarily physically, but that would help. So you've got more stamina to be able to deal with some of the stuff that you're going to have to go through. Death of a parent, death of a child, death of a sibling, death of friends. Like, that's death. Creating financial freedom, maybe losing financial freedom, maybe having someone sue you and having an effect on that. Maybe someone make a false allegation against you and losing stuff that way. That's a finance stuff sorted. What about a divorce? What about a relationship divorce? Or what about a separation from your kids or a separation from your brothers and sisters? Or, you know, you and a really good friend you've known for 50 years, you fall out. Is that going to happen in the next 20 years? I would say that there's a very good chance that stuff like that, all of those and more, is there a chance that you're going to get really bad health in the next 20 years? Undoubtedly. Like, the body entropy increases with age, which basically means the body breaks down the older you get. You don't get healthier the older you get. Shit breaks down, right? It's called entropy. The amount of disorder within a universe increases over time. God, I sound like I know what I'm talking about. So knowing that, get your bloody lardy ass to the gym for crying out loud. Knowing that you're going to have a health issue, that your heart might give up at some point, that you're going to have a liver issue, that you're going to get too fat and your body is spending more time dealing with that than it is dealing with the good stuff. Get your lardy ass to the gym. It's not like, you know, you get to age 65 and you've got a 35% body fat, says Dan with a 35% body fat, I reckon, right now. And I know I don't look it, but it's all on the tummy. Knowing that that's going to happen, I need to get my lardy ass to the gym as well. It's not like, oh, wow, oh, I'm really ill. That came as a surprise when I'm in my 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s. Oh, that's a shock. Like, you knew that was going to come. Why don't you prepare for it? Why? You can't get to age 65 and then look at your pension and think, oh, my goodness me, I need to work for another 10 years. It's not like you don't know that information now, whatever age you are. You've either got something in place or you haven't right now. And maybe you're on the journey to getting something in place, which is slightly different because you don't know if that's going to work or not. But you still need a backup plan. I haven't got a pension, not a great one. And so part of our backup plan is now, age 46, we better put something in there. What if the house of cards on property or... You know, it makes it illegal to own more than one house in the UK. Like, maybe that comes in. Well, that's me. Totally screwed, right? So what are you going to do? What's your backup plan? It's not like we don't know that this stuff is going to happen because we totally do know that this is going to happen. But for the most part, we know that tomorrow's going to come. And no matter what you're going through right now, either good stuff or bad stuff, tomorrow's going to come. And the next day, and the next week, and the next month. And if you're going through great times right now, just be aware, next year might not be great. Or the next 10 years might not be great. Or something happens to knock you off course, and that's not going to be great. And likewise, just recognize that if you're going through tough times right now, tomorrow might not be a tough time. Tomorrow might be great. the next week might be better, the following month might be better. And you can steer this ship into the path that you want it to go down. You're in control of your life, not the other way around. So I think that will do us for today's podcast. That's a very powerful podcast, and I hope that you got that and that maybe you want to re-listen to it. Our podcast downloads are going crazy right now, which is awesome. But I would love your feedback. Come and give me a 5-star review on iTunes. Come and leave me a review on Google, whatever, on Facebook, whatever you can. If this is useful for you, we really appreciate each and every one of those reviews. My name's Dan Latta. We'll speak to you tomorrow. Have an awesome day. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.